Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m.
Breakdown! This is Sully Shapiro. The
Breakdown! This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown! This is Brogan Chandler. The
Breakdown! I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown! This is Catherine Joseph. The
Breakdown! This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown! And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown!
Information at the end.
Oh, I've just turned those on now. We'll turn that off. Good afternoon, Jen.
Hello.
Do you know I said I was going to make a mistake?
Yeah, was that your mistake?
I spotted the mistake I was going to make, yep. And then I made another mistake as well. welcome to Breakdown.
Hello.
Two of us this week.
It is.
Again, Steve.
Yes.
Steve set the bar high last week.
He did. It was a really good show.
Really, really good show. So
I'm hoping that a Jen can do as well as a Steve.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. No doubt. We got grapes. And we had, what was that? That was Johnny Foreigner,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, the comeback of Johnny Foreigner. They have announced their new album, Forwards, with an exclamation mark, with a new single and details of a UK tour that will call it Yellow Arch in Sheffield on the 9th of September.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. That will be just 5 days after the album's release on the 4th of September. You heard the new single, The New Navigation. That takes its name from an 18th century folk song called Birmingham Lads, The New Navigation. And apparently the album will take the listener on a roughly chronological journey through key moments in Brummie history. And I looked up, I know you like the data, that was their 14th play on The Breakdown, Johnny Foreigner.
Really?
Mm.
14? How have they been played for? That surprises me.
No, they've been there in a while.
Thinking, you mentioned the data. We do like the data on here. There's going to be a momentous occasion today.
Ooh.
Jens Lekman,
mm-hmm.
who has been on 69
yep.
for many, many, many months now, maybe even years. He's going to become the first artist ever to get to 70
wowzers.
Today. Because his album came out yesterday's new album, Other People, Other Wedding Songs. It's not going to be our album of the week, though, because we're definitely going to have Mary in the Junkyard.
Yeah.
And we're still debating about whether or not to give a second album of the week, but we're not decided yet.
Mm-hmm.
There is going to be plenty of other music. The first new music from the Yummy Fairs for 28 years.
Wow.
A almost unplayable chalk song, which I'm glad has an instrumental version. Gurrier's Margaret Glaspie, Radiator Hospital. Plenty, plenty, plenty. What have you got? Just give us a taste.
Yeah, there's some other comebacks this week. I've got one Block Party with their second single, Dinosaur Jr. back. Who else have I got? New artists. I've got Portraits of Tracy and A Cloudy Sky. Lots of stuff for you.
I think this one we're going to play next is a new artist as well. Angela Autumn. I don't recognise that name. I have not double checked it on the list, but she is coming back with her second album later this year. It's called Believer. And this track just stopped me in my tracks early. Stopped me in my tracks earlier this week. So this is Mountain Stream by Angela Autumn, and it's going to precede something from last week's album of the week by Space Moth, and then we'll be back after that. Change of pace though from the first one.
Mountain Stream. Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lantons on the Lake, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Great choice by Steve last week. Album of the week for Space Moth with Inward Eye. It's the work of, famed producer Mariam Kudis, who has spent many, many years making records for other people and has some major, major skills in making them for herself. You just heard from it a track called, what was it? I'm on the wrong page now. A Photograph Replaces the...
Replaced My Mind.
Replaced My Mind. Yeah, really good. Few air vibes about the start of that, but yeah, that is all right.
It did ring some bells.
You give credit to the greats. Album of the week this week, definitely going to be, definitely going to have Mary in the Junkyard.
Yes.
All right. We may have a couple of tracks from a certain legend who put out yesterday a remarkably good album.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, Mary in the Junkyard. That's it. You go. I'm going to get back onto this page.
So, yes, the London-based band Mary in the Junkyard, they formed when they were all still teenagers, and they released their long-awaited debut album, Role Model Hermit, yesterday. That featured the five singles, Crash Landing, Candelabra, New Muscles, Mouse, and Blood. So you might think that that wouldn't leave us much to play, but the unreleased tracks are just as good as the singles have been. So as the first one of those unreleased tracks, I've gone for Seek and Destroy.
I do this, do you know what? I might throw in something after it from the number one album in the UK. Let's do that. Hmm.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live. Sheffield Live.
So a momentous moment just happened there. Jen, you were in the big seats and you did the first, your first ever changeover.
I did.
You did.
I dragged things about on the screen and clicked buttons.
And what song did you just play, Jen?
I've been tricked into this. He's said off air, we can blame it on you when Steve's cross.
I really enjoyed that track. That was something from the number one album in the UK, Muse's 10th one, The Wow Signal. I mean, that's a name for an album. Unraveling is the name of the track that we've just played. I'm going to play that for Anto.
Yes.
Who I met just before this show, and he was speaking with high praise of an album, which has got some very, very good reviews.
Lots of
people saying it's Muse's best work for many, many a year.
Yeah, it completely passed me by that Muse are even back. So.
Yeah, and with the number one album. Yeah, we're on the cutting edge.
Yeah.
It was Mary in the Junkyard before, a proper album.
Yes.
A proper album for Album of the
Week. Yeah, from Role Model Hermit, you heard Seek and Destroy.
Yeah, there'll be another one from that in the, later in the show. Okay, Jen, new artist time. What have you got for us?
Yeah, I've got... I'm having to scroll down my notes because I was in the wrong place. There we go. Portraits of Tracy. That is the artist project of Tracy Amare, who is a 21-year-old self-taught producer and multi-instrumentalist from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She developed a following on YouTube doing elaborate beat remake videos of her major influences, and she put out a single called Caught in a Jam on the 24th of June, and it's the first taste of a forthcoming EP of the same name.
Kick to his ball.
I enjoyed that very much, and Joel put it on his Songs of the Year list while we were on air. So, yes, that was Portraits of Tracy with Caught in a Jam.
So many different songs going on there, but in a perfect way.
Yeah, when you said she's a bit like a magpie, I think that was a good description.
Any song that makes me think of On a Rope by Rocket from the Crypts, but then 10 other songs as well, is a good song. My treble seven time now, into the second quarter of the show. And do you know what, Jen?
Yeah, well,
all right,
tell
the
me.
First song you were going to hear is by Radiator Hospital. It's their new single, and it's called War Between Us, and it's 2 minutes 41 seconds. The next song is going to be 25 seconds shorter than that. And the third song is going to be a further 25 shorter than that.
That's not what I expected when you said you had a little treat for me.
That's the treat. War Between Us first, and then you're going to hear something. I think it's two new artists, Violet and XO. With the second one, Violet, you sent me a message yesterday saying a certain band are going to maybe be filing a lawsuit.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see if you can spot what that band might be.
Yeah.
The Breakdown. Treble 7.
So if you're listening live, you will have heard a technical issue with that treble seven. But if you're listening on the podcast, Steve will have worked his magic and you will have heard the full Radiator Hospital song. Not sure what happened in the studio, but we missed the last 20 seconds of it. But for what you heard of War Between Us, I'm sure you will agree, it was very, very excellent. Then it was Violet, who is a Irish-German artist who has put out a whole range of singles so far. I'm loving this one here, I Don't Want a Fish, which has a picture of her with a big fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently she does want a fish.
Well, I don't know. She doesn't look like she wants to. Okay. This single was called Saddle, and it had definite elements of the Bloodhound Gang to it.
It did.
In a very, very good way. And yes, so that was Violet, V-I-0-L-E-T, if you want to be accurate with your pronunciation of that. I don't know how you pronounce that. I don't know what you do. That was Saddle. And then it was someone you've described as the new Sugar Babes.
Yeah, I think they're supposed to be the new Sugar Babes or Little Mix. They are a kind of manufactured girl group, but they were really good.
XO is their name. And that track was called Click.
Yes.
All right. Treble seven over for me. And now your longest song of the day privileges have been activated.
Yeah, yeah, I'm invoking my right to do that. And the Mars Volta. They have announced a new live album called Lucro Sucio, Unfinished Business, that will be out on the 4th of September. It's their first official live album since 2005 Scab Dates. And rather than being a straightforward performance of the studio album, fans have voted to determine which completely reworked live interpretations that were captured during the band's 2025 tour will make the final track list. And yeah, this is only the Mars Volta's second play on the Breakdown, Data fans.
Really?
Apparently so. And it's called Cue the Sun / Alba del Orate.
Oh, by the mask, I hope you know. They don't want you to know. They hide what you see. All the people you'll hurt if you refuse to kill the sun.
It's finished. That was the Mars Volta from their forthcoming live album, and that song is Cue the Sun / Alba de Orate.
I liked it a lot. We're going to play a new artist now, the Yummy Fur, a new artist. Well, they've got to be. They haven't put an album out in 29 years. They've not been slacking in the meantime. One of them did put a 20-year stint into Franz Ferdinand. Another went on to form the 1990s, but they are back as a trio, And they have an album coming out later this year. It's called Everybody Talks About the Weather, out on September the 25th. And this is the first track from it. And it is excellent. It's called Unity Over Europe. And you're going to follow this with like a genuine new band, aren't you?
Yes, All right. New band.
New band.
Crucifixion, three figures for a crucifixion, three figures for a crucifixion. No place to keep the milk with unity and mercy. Unity.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Bye.
We're back. Sorry, I missed that. Yeah, that was Junkie 58%, and they are a US punk rock trio. They released that song Summer Girl as a single from their upcoming first EP, Heartbreaker. And as the press release said, it smells like sunscreen, power cords, and convenience store chaos at 2 a.m.
A good combination. Yummy Fur Before, Unity of Europe is a new single by them. They've got a tour in the autumn calling Manchester closest here. A place called Camara. Don't know about that. Camara? Don't know. Camara is the next Camara. yes, don't know about that, where that venue is, but hopefully other dates will be announced. Finishing off this hour, but there's 6 minutes to go, you say. How would we do that? Well, we're going to do it with the latest single from my best unbeaten brother, who are recording a song for every month of the year. This is July's effort. It's called Songs About the Future.
I had a stupid dream today. A load of nothingness, maybe. It's time to kick those dreams away and embrace the nothingness. Cause I've been playing CDs from my teens for over 30 years, it seems. To be a problem, still relate to all those problems, nothing's changed. I'm still quoting the same songs and my top 10 stay the same. Cause we'll never get over the way those stupid songs got into our stupid brain. And all these streets are looking at me like a bloke that never got over a broken heart for 1994. And yeah, it's thick with blokes that won't go home and blokes that can't go home. This game's up. We're lost in the past. We're listening to the songs made us feel alone. In a time when we were young, we're trying to belong. We're listening to the songs. Let's feel like something's wrong. But it won't be long for long. It's just a stupid song. Do anything to have a time machine just for a day. Do anything to have a time machine just for a day. I wrote a stupid song today. Self-regarding crap, maybe. It's time to kick those songs away and enjoy that nothingness. Cause I can't forget the greatest songs we ever heard. The songs we heard when we were 12. There's something cool about regret. And the greatest ever songs were all songs about the future. Became songs about the future we didn't get. And all these streets are looking at me like a bloke that never got over a broken heart for 1994. Yeah, it's thick with blokes that won't go home and blokes that can't go home. It's getting dark. We're lost in the past. We're listening to the songs that made us feel alone. In a time when we were young, we're trying to belong. We're listening to the songs that make us feel like something's wrong. Just a stupid song. Do anything to have a time machine just for a day. Do anything to have a time machine just for a day. And if you're feeling incomplete, doesn't mean you're really incomplete. And if you're feeling obsolete, let's be obsolete together. We told ourselves a thousand times not to exaggerate about the times we were young and dumb. And every song was a song about the future. And every single time, it's like a photo of a painting, and it lost its meaning in every single time. It's like the photos, low resolution, still with some kind of meaning in every single time. We sometimes think we wanna be the things we thought that we were gonna be, convince ourselves there's still a possibility that everything's okay. The kids say, this is my music and it makes me proud, and these are my people and this is my crowd. They say they can break you again and again. If life's a radio, turn it up to 10.